This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Tomorrow marks 10 years since America's first legal same-sex marriages. It all began in Massachusetts. Marketplace's Chrissy Clark reports on the economic impact.
Michael Jamrock is the founder of EngagedWeddings.com. That's engaged with a G-A-Y in the middle. It's a website where LGBT-friendly wedding services, from florists to cake makers, pay to advertise their businesses to couples about to tie the knot.
Our business keeps tripling every year. Whenever a new state becomes legal, the traffic to the website is just absolutely phenomenal.
That's good for Jamrock and the businesses that advertise with him and the overall economy, says Lee Badgett. She's a professor of economics at the University of Massachusetts. A few years ago, she combed through state tax records and found that during the first 5 years of same-sex weddings in Massachusetts, the local economy got a boost of more than $100 million. More sales tax dollars from spending on weddings, more income tax revenue from couples filing jointly, and less spending on social safety net programs.
When marriage strengthens families in terms of economic security, that's also good for state budgets.
There can be some extra costs because spouses of state employees might qualify for more benefits, but she says those costs don't outweigh the revenues. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.